So after the offering of the Anakut, Giriraj Govardhan Maharaj enjoyed the offering of the all of the Brajabasis.
All returned to their homes. All returned.
All returned to their
with
homes.
Krishna.
With Krishna.
Very happy.
Yes.
And Krishna told them, oh, have you seen Indra even? Never you have seen, but you saw Govardhan.
So then, Lord Indra, he was observing all of this, and actually he became very disturbed and very upset that he was not being given these sacrificial offerings. So he decided that he was going to retaliate against the Brijbasis. And Indra ordered his very powerful cloud, the Samvartaka cloud, to come, which is generally used at the time of devastation.
What he thought? When he became angry, what he told?
Kill the cows and the Brahmins, all the residents of Vrindavan.
You remember?
Mahabharata.
You don't remember what Indra told to Krishna? I will see this boy.
Teach him a lesson.
तुम जानता है?
पूरा
नहीं. क्या सब करता है सब? मेरी समझ में. महाभारत?
Where
is महाभारत?
Practicing for a play.
What Indra told? Oh, this wicked boy. He is quite ignorant and following his words, all gopis and gopis have become bewildered. I will punish them with this boy. I will do so much things that anyone in Brijbasi, they will not be saved. So I'm telling like this, and he ordered all
these Samvartaka clouds.
Samvartaks. You should rain. You should what?
Pour water.
And inundate Vrindavan.
So that there should be no any shine of Brajavasis here. No shine. Govardhan should also be smashed into pieces. And this boy should be punished so much, and all Brijavasi should put to death. So much water should come there, that everywhere only flood, nothing else. And then,
this Samvartaka cloud began to rain down, pouring massive amounts of rain water, like oceans of water, down on Giriraj Govardhan and on all the Brijbasis, and also lightning and thunderbolts.
What was the season at that time? Kartik Mantha.
Sarat.
At that time, very cool in India. So, cool Ritu.
Season.
And first began so much air.
Wind
with water and so much cold. And then all began to...
Then the Brijbasis began to approach Krishna.
There was no place to set them. Their houses were ruined. Everything smashed to pieces. Rainwater, so heavy.
Like pillars.
Cats and dogs.
Like the eggs of elephants. And so many thunderbolts. And all Brijbasis utter the what have been done. Only by this innocent boy he told, and we followed. Nanda Baba followed, and we followed. Upananda told. So we will have to test the result.
They blame Nanda Baba and Krishna.
Yes. That we have done blunder. Now where to go? What to do? But there was so much water, they cannot go here and there. And they quickly went to Krishna. If you have done like this, we have only obeyed. Then you should tell Govardhan Giriraj that he should serve us now. Oh, quickly, Krishna answered. You should bring your all utensils, everything on bullock carts. Bullock carts should come with all your cows, all your children, gopi, every old persons also. And quickly they came, and quickly, in a second, anyone could not see that how fastly Krishna took us on his finger. There became a very deep pit. Govardhan was 7 miles high and 7 miles also.
Why?
Deep. And
14 miles.
14
long.
Miles
long.
Long. Very high. So when he took, that became a very big, like pit. But no water. There. If anyone dig only 14, 15 yards down, water may come. But when he took Govardhan, very easily, like a lotus flower like this, nothing. And he called all Brajavasi, all cows. Especially, Krishna was at the age of 7, so gopis, were not married. No? All gopis, Vrishabhanu Nandani, Radhai, Lalite, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tungvidya, Induleke, and all came. Eh? And Krishna was taking this. All gopis, the friends became so worried. How Krishna alone can bear the weight of Giriraj Govardhan? They quickly took their dandas, sticks
to help.
Oh, don't worry, my Kanhaiya.
We will help you.
Oh, you should take rest, we are taking. But Radhike and all other gopis were so much worried. They gave their side under Govardhan. Govardhan, we will punish you. And you should be on our eyes.
Glance.
Don't have any weight on Krishna. So who was lifting that Giriraj Govardhan? Actually, not Krishna. How? Power always becomes in
left side.
So left hand. And in left side, this, left, that is not Krishna. If he has taken Giriraj Govardhan in right, then we should understand that Krishna has taken, lifted Giriraj Govardhan. But Krishna never. To show this, he did. And Srimati Radhika. Power is Radhika. Krishna is not power. No? So Krishna is manifested with power. He has all powers. So he thought like that, at once Srimati Radhika took Govardhan. First Srimati Radhika, what is Govardhan? Whole world, lakhs and lakhs world. On his waist she can take. So this is the majestic power of Srimati Radhika. Without Radhika's power, Krishna is like zero. Nothing like Nirvishesh Brahma. Nothing to do pranam. Who will do pranam? Anyone is not there. Nothing to pranam. So Radhika lifted it. They were first chance. They came
together
in front of Krishna. This was the main reason that Krishna lifted, that all Govardhan Vasi gops will not tell anything to their daughters. And they will quickly come to me, and for 7 days we will together. That is why. So first time, all the gopis, and a little Kishori gopi, not Kishori at that time, at this age of six, half, five, like this. Oh. Lalita was only at the age of Krishna, and all were somewhat
younger.
And all 7 days, Indra began to throw
rains,
hails so much,
thunderbolts.
And he wanted to to smash Giriraj Govardhan into pieces. But it has been told in prayer, what?
Saprishta hastam
sa prishta hastam bhujasau kamarje sukhanu bhote rati bhumi vritte mahendra bajra hatimapya janan govardhano me dishatam abhishtam or govardhano me dishatam abhishtam govardhano me dishatam abhishtam govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Telling, praying that, O Giriraj Govardhan, when Krishna lifted you on your finger, you became so happy. You are realizing so much happiness that even Indra was throwing his thunderbolts so much. But what he was thinking? Oh, like that, very happy.
Itching.
Like itching. Nothing was done. Jatraiva go, jatraiva Krishna, Vishabhanuputra, Danangrihitam. Kalaham bitin sutesh bihar yatra mahatratahasi govardhano me
disatam abhishtam.
Krishna sometimes used to block their ways where in Dan Ghati, and quarrels between gopis and Krishna. Krishna wanted that you should give some
tax
here. And they used to tell that, why tax? Oh, this place is mine. Then gopis, and especially Lalita, used to tell, is this property of your father or grandfather or grand-grandfather? From where you collected? So this is not your property. Oh, this is my property. How this is your property? Because this all property is of Vrindavan and she is my wife. Oh, they began to clap that you are so liar and cheater. Brinda cannot marry you because you are black. In Braja, any girls does not want or any parents to give you marriage their daughters. So now you are thinking that all girls are my wife. So Brinda, you think that he is your wife. We are calling just now. They called Brinda. In front of Krishna and all gopis were there. They asked Brinda, oh, have you married this black person, black boy? No, I don't know him. Who is he?
I never said.
Never. I cannot do a mistake like this. She is like, she wants that, tells that all are my wives here, but no one wants to marry her. So I'm not his wife. Then they began to clap. Oh. But Krishna was so
clever.
Clever.
Tricky.
Tricky and clever. No. Really, she is my wife. And this is my property, you'll have to give. Then they gave something, little
taxes,
curd, makhan, and everything to Krishna. One day, like this, Krishna used to do daily like this, we should give a lesson to him. One day they caught all, Lalita Vishakha. First they catch hold of Madhumangal, and this sticky was tightened in the trees,
branches,
and all, and they began to do
punching.
All were so much afraid. They told that you should promise that never we will do like that. Madhumangal told that I am promising I will never, I will have no friendship with that black person. And thus all the gopis to Krishna and forcibly they
put his lehenga.
Put a lehenga to Krishna and
Chundari
from this deer. And his cuts hairs were so they do like choti and gave here sandur and like a lady. And they gave some vessels of pots of
yogurt.
And Lalita gave him
throw a stone.
And Krishna took bath with
yogurt.
And all gopis were clapping. Will you do again like this? Krishna said, I will not do. Then you should beg pardon in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna did, oh, Radhike, you should forgive me. So, this is in Govardhan. Govardhan is Sakhi.
Evidence.
Witness.
So, Govardhan should be pleased to us. That we can realize this very sweet pastimes of Gopi, Gabhi, Gopas and everything. I think Govardhan will hear our praying and he will sprinkle witness. After 7 days, Indra became saw that go anyone and see that there are there anyone saved from this?
Alive or die.
He went there and saw what elephant?
Airavat
came. And he saw that all are saved.
Not a single leaf also dropped from.
Not a, even a leaf of tree has been
dropped from
his tree branches. And he went to Indra and told that, oh, brother, all are so happy. No, anything is not damaged. Then he thought that, who is he? Actually, he is Parabrahma, our Lord. Then he knew that, he is certainly our Lord. That he went to Surabhi. We have done puja to that Surabhi, the mother of all cows. Where? Not on Golok Vrindavan. Some manifestation of that Surabhi in this world, in
Golok.
Like one Golok there, one Lok here. Like one Vrindavan here, like Vrindavan there. And the Indra began to apologize and tell that, mother, save me. Otherwise, Krishna will ruin us. You should come with me. And Krishna ko prasanna karo.
Please,
Krishna. Then she came. And water from Ganges, water from there. So much milk and ghee and everything. What we did abhishek here. She came. And she came to Krishna. Oh, Krishna. Oh, Indra is my life son. So you should forgive. For sake of to please Surabhi, Krishna.
Forgive.
Somewhat not wanting, but even he forgave Indra. And Indra kept Krishna name Govinda. Govinda Devaki.
Jai.
I am not Govardhan. I have no connection with these cows. I have false ego. That I am Lord of all. But actually, Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna is. Gopal is everything. He is supreme personality of Godhead. So he is Govinda. He supports and nourishes all Gop, Gopi, Gabhi, Gobatsa and all Gopi Mandal, Golok. I am not anything. And after that, they return to their places. Gaur Brahma.
Maharaj, Sudarshan Chakra upar nahi aata, Chakleshwar Mahadev ki jo katha mein aata hai.
It may be that Indra began to
Shivji.
Shankar.
Prayed
to Chakra. That you should save Otherwise, all gopi and everything will be finished. So chakra came, and seeing chakra on the seventh day, on the moment, oh, Indra quickly ran away from there. And oh, chakra, then he may be that Narayan or more than that.
Drama.
Yes.
Drama.
Drama is ready.
What is the time now?
7:00.
Oh, then 7:00. Then drama should be done. And from today again, I may speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I wanted to do more.
This was very good.
But anyhow, it was so good.
Yeah.
If anyone has come here, joined this, and he has participated anyway, Giriraj Govardhan will be so merciful to sprinkle the jugal love and affection to them. Then, any kirtan? Namami Nanda Nandanam. And you should try to. Oh, Matukiya?
Meena.
Meena, where is Meena?
Meena has.
Where is Meena?
Electal Dubo.
Where is Meena? Come on here.
Mani, sit back. Yeah.
Can you sing? No? Oh, that should give. After that. Not all Indians, devotees should follow.
And also.
You should do.
Give me the microphone.
Hold the microphone. Thank you.